shake. With those blues on spray. But I'm not afraid. This rover.
I bet your stories will make me laugh so hard I shoot milk out of my nose.
Crossed over. If I ever have.
Not listening to this show.
I'll be rich as Rockefeller.
Never gonna happen.
Gold dust at my feet. On sunny side of the street.
Good afternoon, everybody. As you make your way home, many of you work the early shift. Get off at 3:30 on the way home. Many years ago, I met a guy who listened. A regular listener, and his commute to work, he worked at the time at the Post-Dispatch, was 2 hours each way. He lived in Owensville, Missouri.
Whoa.
And he spent 4 hours a day going to and from work. I don't imagine there's anybody listening who drives that far to go to work every day. And I just said, how in the world can you do that? He said, I just like living out here.
What?
You must really like it. Yeah. 2 hours each way. I don't know. I don't know that I like living anywhere that much. But however you're listening, wherever you are, on the way home, at work, at home, retired, don't have to go to work, we're glad to have you with us. It's 12:12. Yeah. 12/12/17. It's December 12th. We have 13 days till Christmas Day, 12 days till Christmas Eve, the big night when kids will not be able to go to sleep. We have a thing called the Burke segment. It goes like this. Does anybody have anything to say?
Frank, today there was an announcement.
Can I introduce you?
Sure.
Ladies and gentlemen, private investigator and newsman Tim Woodbury.
Thank you.
Hey, how about that? Yeah. What do you have, Tim?
So, in preparing for the newscast every day, you know, I scour dozens of news websites and whatnot, trying to come up with fun and interesting stuff.
I know you do.
And there was a story today, and I think this is a pertinent today show because we've got Dan Buffa, the movie critic, coming on in the 4 o'clock hour. So,
yes, we do.
Saudi Arabia, the government of Saudi Arabia announced today that you can. They're going to open up movie theaters in a couple of months, which they've been shut down by the government. You know?
They are advanced.
They are. Well, you know, and so incredibly, you know, right at that same time that I'm reading that story, I got an email from your doppelganger over there in Saudi Arabia, Bhagwan Sri Rashneesh Hassan Opinion, and he asked if Dan Buffett would be available for his show on Wednesdays at 4 o'clock. And I didn't know if Dan was exclusive to you or not, so I didn't want to respond to Hassan.
He is exclusive,
okay.
And the answer is no.
I'll email him back, so I appreciate that bit of advice, and I'll tell Hassan.
Are you serious? They're just now going to let people...
Yep. Are you serious?
In March.
That's what I asked him. but they're going to decide what movies, right? I mean, they're only going to let them see certain movies because they're very controlling.
Right. Well, I don't think there's going to be anything, you know, raunchy or you know, too revealing over there. But there's no even movie theaters open in the whole country. And now they're going to open them up in March. And, you know, they're going to kind of go back down that road of allowing their citizens to be entertained. And be interesting to see what movies that we make here that they'll allow their citizens to see over there.
Are they allowed to get DVDs to watch movies at home?
I'll have to research that, sir.
I'll bet they have to sneak them in. I'm not kidding. I'll bet they have to run the risk of having their hands chopped off or their eyes gouged out. Seriously. No, seriously. They treat people like crap over there.
I know.
Especially women. They do. Anything else?
That's it.
Anyone else?
No, I got nothing today.
Once?
Really?
Twice?
Oh.
Dan, nothing?
I'm trying to find this thing. I can't find it. Hold on here. No.
It shouldn't be something you have to find. It's like a personal experience.
Well, it was. It is a personal experience.
Wow.
How many reindeer does it take to change a light bulb?
This is actually a joke. This is not the Burke segment. This is a joke.
Okay.
Burke segment is personal, something you experienced since we were together last. You don't have anything, do you?
No.
All right, let's close it. Burke segment's officially... closed.
So how many reindeer does it take to change a light bulb?
All of them. I've heard this, but I don't know.
Eight.
I don't remember.
One to screw it in, and seven to hold Rudolph down.
Hello, everybody.
It's not even funny.
I don't get it. It's not
even, that's not even funny.
I don't get it either. But it is. Right. Hey, happy Hanukkah to our Jewish listeners.
Somebody, Rudolph's nose. You screw the light bulb in Rudolph's nose.
I guess
that's how. That's the joke.
Yeah,
I guess. I get it now. Sorry, yeah. I'm having a blonde.
Now,
day.
Now it's funny.
Mm-hmm. But Hanukkah
now it's
starts,
really funny.
Hanukkah starts at sunset today. So, to all of our Jewish listeners, happy Hanukkah.
I'll do something here that is. It's not what anybody else that has a show would do. Other people that have shows, they produce things and they fine tune them and they get them ready and then they play them on the air. Exactly 15 minutes ago, I sat down at the word processor, the keyboard, and I decided to finally try to write Limestone Cowboy to the tune of Rhinestone Cowboy mm-hmm. in honor of Limey, Limestone, Limestone
Thank
Phillips.
You.
And I did it without listening to any karaoke track of Rhinestone. So I've pulled up here on my end of the desk, the like little computer here. I pulled up this YouTube, and you just type in. And by the way, is there a harder word to spell than karaoke? Go ahead, Limey, spell it. Karaoke, spell it. Don't look it up. Spell it.
K A R O A K E.
Don't look. Don't anybody look. Dan, spell karaoke.
It's karaoke. It's K-A-R-A-O-K-E.
And that's exactly how you have to remember it. Kara, like a girl's name, Kara, and then Oki, O-K-E.
Yeah.
I just finally figured out how to spell it, because up until, you know, like a day ago, I could never remember how to spell karaoke. Because it's pronounced karaoke,
yeah,
but it should be karaoke. Whatever. I found Rhinestone. I haven't even played it yet. Let me, hang on here. Let me bring it up here and see. Hold on. This could be a complete disaster. Let's just see. Oh, I got to wait for an ad.
Oh,
it's got the. It, you can skip.
He's a NASCAR
ad
champion.
Yeah. Five
thousands.
Hang on.
She's a world class swimmer who stared down the best in her sport.
Ad there. Skipping. Oh, this is good. Wrong key. He's been running this board so long. He hits buttons that are sometimes wrong. He just hopes he'll be good enough to make it all the way to payday. Where timing's the name of the game. And though every show might sound the same, he's doing his best to make sure that this is his heyday. There's been a load of compromising. No, I messed up.
No, that was great.
I want to be. Okay, I'll get the rest of it here. He's like the Limestone Cowboy. Strolling in straight from Birmingham, England, to be on the air. He's the Limestone Cowboy. Yes, he messes things up, but the listeners, they don't seem to care. And wait till you see his screwed up hair. Okay, hang on, here we go. His mom listens every day, even came in to see us and say that she's proud of her boy. She hopes that he's gonna make it. But some days I wonder if he wants to take the show over from me. If he ever tries that, I don't believe I could take it. I miss this. He's got a lot to learn, just as Dan did. Great success, you don't just get handed. You have to work hard and prove that you're so much more than a limestone cowboy. Entertaining the crowd on on the show on 590, the Fan. I had to change the key there and prove to us all that he can. Yeah, okay, that's it. That's all I have for now. Yeah,
that was wonderful. You just that was
down.
Great.
You dropped down an octave there.
Thank you. Thank you. That was never a rehearsal, obviously. I never even heard the key of the key. I think I'm going to work on that.
It was in the key of L.
I'd say
it sounded like L.
If I was a judge, if I was a judge on the Gong Show, I'd give the lyrics a 10. I'd give the singing 4.
Nah, I love the lyrics.
And I'd give the backup.
The lyrics aren't even a 10.
Oh, they I love the lyrics. I thought that was great.
Considering you wrote them 15 minutes before the show, that's a 10. Those are 10 lyrics in 15 minutes. That's a 10.
I think I could...
you could tweak them a little bit, but they're good.
Better. Now, hang on. Let me... See, there was one part in there where I must have messed up with the melody.
Yeah, with the melody.
He's been running this board so long, he has buttons that are sometimes wrong. He just hopes it'll be good enough to make it to payday. Where timing's the name of the game, and though every show might sound the same, he's doing his best to make sure that this is his heyday. I think that's where I messed up.
No, I like that.
Been a load of compromising on the road to his star rising, because if he wants to get where all board ops someday want to be, he's the limestone cowboy. And this is where, if we do it again down the road, this is where I want all you guys to go, where I go, he's a limestone cowboy. Oh, and you go, bom, bom. Yeah. Because that's what the orchestra did. Yeah, let's try it again, Dan. He's a limestone cowboy.
I thought I was supposed to sing with you.
No, you guys.
No, we're just bum, bum, bum.
Just bum, bum. He's the limestone cowboy.
Bum, bum.
There you go. Strolling in straight from Birmingham, England, to be on the air. He's the limestone cowboy.
Bum, bum. Bum.
Yes, he messes things up, but the listeners don't seem to care. And wait till you see his screwed up hair. Okay, that's my favorite part.
That was great.
Thank you. Wait till you see his screwed up hair is my favorite part. It needs some work. That was the first rough draft. So, it is true. Tim's right. Dan Buffa comes in today. He will be here in the 4 o'clock hour. He's going to talk about movies. I should save this for the Playhouse, but I saw a movie last night. My daughter's in town, and she and her mom and I went to see this movie. If I were the king of the world or the president, I would make it mandatory, and I know you can't do this because we don't live in that kind of country, but I would make it mandatory that everybody who has children would make them go see Wonder. Have you seen this movie?
No.
With Owen Wilson and a kid I didn't know his name. Julia Roberts is the mom. Owen Wilson is the dad. The only part that I would maybe change is I didn't quite buy Owen Wilson as this kid's dad. But everything else about it, Jacob Tremblay is the boy who plays the little boy who has... I don't think they reference it in the movie, but it's Treacher-Collins syndrome is what the kid has. And it is a terrific movie. It's a family movie, but it's hard to watch. Because when you watch it, you actually realize you're not just watching a movie. You're watching what lots of people actually have to go through. What the life that some people have who have a deformed child or a child that for whatever reason is really different from other kids. And it's very difficult at times to watch. Of course, it's uplifting and it has its great moments. And in the end, the kid kind of triumphs. But man, oh man, I think everybody should be forced to see what it's like to be the kid on the receiving end of stares and jokes and laughing. I don't know how a kid gets through that. And then I made the mistake after I got home of Googling Treacher-Collins syndrome. And I shouldn't have done that because I couldn't continue to look at what I was looking at and read what I was reading. And this is one of those things, and I hate this when I do this, because this is supposed to be a juvenile delinquent sophomore show, and I hate the serious stuff, but I have to do this. If you're the parents of children, and when they get old enough to go to school, I think the mistake we make is we forget to teach them compassion, and we forget to teach them how to think like somebody else, how to treat people the way you want to be treated. We forget to teach them there are kids in the world who are very, very different, and you are never, ever to make fun of them. We should teach it the same way we teach kids not to steal, not to kill people, right? We're pretty good about that for the most part. Here's what you don't do. You don't kill another person. You don't steal. You'll go to jail. But we don't really emphasize, and I think it's because there's no real penalty. If you steal, you can go to jail. If you kill, you can go at the death penalty or go to prison for the rest of your life. But if you make fun of people, especially as a kid, there's no punishment. But there should be, and it shouldn't even happen. I've never understood, because when I was a kid, I never once wanted to make fun of another kid or mimic another kid or call them names. It doesn't mean I was the perfect kid and I was great. I just never, that was not in me. I didn't want to do that. But there are lots of kids who really enjoy that. They enjoy, and I don't even like to call it bullying. Bullying to me was when that big guy at recess punched you and slapped you around, and that was bullying. Now bullying is this all-encompassing thing. It's all called bullying. To me, this is making fun of somebody. The only person I remember who got made fun of as a kid, and it bothered me so much that I still remember his name. His name was Jimmy Foster. And Jimmy Foster was a really fat kid. And I still remember on the playground how people called him names, Fatty Foster. And they would never include, you know, the Rudolph wouldn't let him join in any reindeer games. Well, that message in that song to kids is the same as the story of the ugly duckling. The ugly duckling was the one duckling that was ugly, and it was rejected. And a lot of these kids' stories are essentially the same story, but it doesn't seem to do any good. They hear them as kids, and they still, a lot of them grow up to be these insensitive little monsters that make fun of kids. I would encourage everybody to go see this movie, Wonder. It's, unfortunately, it's not a shoot 'em up. There's not a lot of F words in it. There's no CIA mission to take down some anarchist or, you know, those movies. It's not a Transformer apocalyptic sort of animated. It's just a really great story. And I wondered if it was a true story, and I answered my own question. It's a lot of people's true stories. Anybody who has a child that was born for whatever reason, and we'll never know the reason, with something that makes them very different. So take your kids to see it, and maybe it will have an impact on them, and maybe they'll think twice before they huddle at school and point and laugh at some kid. I cannot tolerate that. I have three kids. I don't believe they were bullied. If they were, I don't know. I told you the story one time about one of my kids who did the bullying, and it really, really didn't go well. I made it very clear, and the way that I made him compensate for that and make that up to that kid is a lesson he'll never forget, and he never, ever did it again. In fact, he became the most compassionate kid and now is the most compassionate adult because of what he did to that kid and what I made him feel about what he did. So that's it. It's a movie that I hope people would get. And here's the other thing. There's a scene in the movie where, Tim, you don't have kids. Dan, you have kids. Limey? Not you yet.
Nope.
There's a scene where the parents, this is a special school, a private school, and there's a scene where the parents are called, and the parents of one of the bullies. and they're confronted with what their son has done. And unfortunately, too many parents are just like the parents in this movie. They're very combative and defensive. Well, not our son. And then when the principal shows them the proof in writing of what their kid had written about this poor child with the Treacher-Collins syndrome, they were still defensive. So, well, he's just a kid. Just kids do that. And then they threatened to stop writing checks to the school. They were big donors. They used that. They threw that to, well, I guess we'll just take our money somewhere else. And I know people like that. I know parents like that. They have a little money. They think they're getting. And then the parents had always, well, not my kid. My kid would never do that. I've never, ever said that to anybody when they told me one of my kids did something. Well, my, we'd never do that. I said, well, I'll talk to him. Let's find out what's going on. And in only two cases in my life where I can recall getting a phone call from somebody who told me my kid did something, both times it was true. They did. And I'm really glad I didn't say to the parent who called me, well, how dare you? My kid would never do that. I said, let's find out. And I did find out. And both times he did do it. Same child. One was bullying and one was disobeying a very strict go-kart order that I had given him. About wearing a helmet, not letting anybody hang on the back of the go-kart. But the bullying thing, and I like to just call it making fun. That's, we never called it bullying. A bully was that big kid who beat you up. The rest was just called making fun. So, Wonder is the name of the movie. Julia Roberts, who I'm not particularly crazy about, I think did a very good job as the kid's mom. And I think Owen Wilson was okay. He just wouldn't have been my pick as the dad for the kid. Because I can't get past the fact that Owen Wilson looks like he's... I'm waiting for him to say something goofy or funny or sort of hangover-ish. You know what I mean?
He always seems like he's stoned.
Yes, I was just about to say
that. He does seem like he's stoned. Yeah. I keep waiting for Wayne and Garth to come out and be his buddies or something. Or Keanu Reeves. I can't buy Owen Wilson as a serious dad. And that was the only problem I had with it.
Well, he was in Marley and Me. And
and was good in that.
Yeah. Yeah, he was really good in that. And I was so disappointed at the way that movie ended.
And can I tell you that I saw the movie and I don't remember? Isn't that weird?
I took my daughter, and she is a huge pet fanatic, loves pets. She thought about becoming a vet. And then we went and saw that, and all the trailers were funny with the dog outside the car, and then at the end it was like, are you kidding me? And my daughter's
crying.
I'm
glad I don't remember it. And it wasn't that long ago that I saw it. I saw it on demand or something on TV, and I know it was sad.
Yeah.
It
was like old Yeller type of sad or whatever.
What was it? Hold on a minute. I thought... What am I thinking of that Dennis Quaid was in?
Oh,
you said Owen Wilson.
Yeah, Owen Wilson was in Marley and Me.
Was he in Marley and Me? I thinking of Dennis Quaid, who had a dog, and the dog was reincarnated and brought back?
Oh, it's called Dog's Purpose.
Oh,
yes, that's it. Dog's Purpose. I did not see Marley and Me. I saw Dog's Purpose.
Oh, okay.
That's what it was.
Okay, yeah. Marley and Me was Owen Wilson. I can't remember the girl that played...
Tell Alyssa to see Dog's Purpose if she hasn't seen it.
Okay.
That's another good one.
Yeah.
Another good movie. All right, we're going to move along, take a little break here. Sorry to get too serious, but I cannot tolerate kids who make fun of other kids. You know, parents have a difficult enough time dealing with that hand that was dealt them, having a disabled child or cerebral palsy or Treacher-Collins syndrome or whatever it is. Then on top of that, to have to deal with the pain of knowing that your kid doesn't want to go to school ever, any day, because they know they're going to get made fun of, and they come home crying. It kills you if you're a parent. You can't stand it.
Did you see that YouTube video that went viral, that kid in Tennessee?
I saw just a little bit of it this morning on the news.
His mom videoed him, and he was talking about how he didn't want to go back to school and how he's been bullied and had milk dumped on his head and different things going like that.
And what happened?
Nothing.
Well, he's been invited to shows now by movie stars who want this kid to come, like, you know, the Hollywood shows and stuff like that. They want to publicize and advertise, you know, what bullying does and how bullying's bad. And he's sort of become like an impromptu internet poster boy for bullying.
Yeah. Yeah.
And in today's world, I guess the only problem with that is then you'll have fake victims, people who act like they were bullied.
Well, I don't know.
Because they see what happened to the other kid. Oh, he got to go meet movie stars. I'll say I was bullied.
Yeah, well, you can tell. You could tell that this kid was serious. And
it's a pretty heartbreaking
video. Yeah, he was talking to his mom, and he said, I just don't understand. He didn't understand why people bully and all that. So
I watch it. I haven't seen it. It's on YouTube, I guess,
right?
Yeah. I'll watch it. I'll just search it easy. Bully the kid. I'm sure it'll come up because it's pretty recent. We may talk to Norman after the break. Norman called yesterday. We didn't have time to talk to him. I think we'll try to talk to Norman today. We'll do that at the break. And here comes the break. And it starts like this. Johnny Londoff, Chevrolet, has been on this show for, it's 13 or 14 years. I don't remember which, but a pretty good chunk of time. I would love to know, but there'll never be a way of knowing, how many vehicles have been sold to AM and the PM people in the last 13, 14 years. Maybe somewhere they kept track. I know they make notes on the sales, the bill of sale, AM and the PM bags. I've seen some of them, but I don't have a number. But I think the number is considerable. And I don't want that to change. I want us to keep selling cars for Johnny Londoff, because if he keeps selling cars to AM and the PM people, we stay on the air. And that's the case with every advertiser I speak for. And I only speak for the people I want to speak for, and that has cost me quite a bit of business over the years, but I don't have a problem with that, because if I don't like what somebody does or the way they do it, or I get lots of complaints, they end up having to leave the show, because I'm not interested in sending people anywhere where they're not going to be happy or where they're going to get screwed over. It's a car dealership. In many ways, it's like any other dealership. They have cars and trucks and SUVs. They have a service department and they have a showroom. So in those ways, they're alike, all of them. The difference is not in what's on the floor or in the lot or in the service bed. The difference is the people in the showroom and in the service area and in the used car building. The people. That's the only difference. The Chevys are all the same. And unfortunately, there used to be jokes, not as much recently as years ago, about, would you buy a used car from this guy? They used the used car salesman as sort of a symbol for the guy not to be trusted. In a big pinky ring with a fake diamond and a cigar, here, can I help you? And they try to put you in a car you don't really want to be in. I haven't heard that for a while. And maybe that's because it's not true anymore. It's not true at Johnny Londoff, I'll tell you that. And if you don't like buying a car, drag yourself, make yourself go to Johnny Londoff. And I'd like an opportunity to send you there to give them an opportunity to change the way you think about buying a car. Because the way you're treated is really what determines whether or not you like to buy a car. You like to go car shopping. So give them a shot. That's all we ask. Your shopping, include Johnny Londoff. This is a slow time of year for dealers, not for them. Because they have AM and the PM people who know about them, and the other dealers don't. So we're going to make sure that through this slow period of the year for car sales, they don't see that slump. I know you know where they are. The Washington Elizabeth exit off Interstate 270 in North County, 24/7 at Londoff.com.
All right, let's get a check on traffic right now with Tori Lyons.
Traffic's brought to you by CarStar Auto Body Repair. Stop and go southbound 270 as you head between Page and Clayton Road, where we had an earlier accident. Brake lights westbound 64 Kings Highway to Big Bend and Clayton Morrison to 270. Did a deer put a dent in your door or a hoof on your hood? When accidents happen, CarStar Auto Body Repair is here to help. They'll call a tow truck, work with your insurer, provide a rental car, and get you back on the road. Call 1-800-CARSTAR or visit CarStar.com. CarStar, relax. They'll take it from here. I'm Tori Lyons, reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the large morning show in the afternoon.
You can always count on the crisp, refreshing taste of Bud Light. Just like you can always count on Just-In-Time Jane. She's rescued you from more bad dates than you want to remember. Close-talking Clyde, lied about his height, Larry, and lest we forget, Whispering Walt. He was probably a nice guy if you only heard a single word he said. Just in time, Jane is famous among friends. She deserves a Bud Light. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer. AB St. Louis, Missouri.
Hey, St. Louis, the holidays are right around the corner. Are you looking for a place to have a party? Or maybe for someone to cater a party? Maggie O'Brien's does it all. Office parties, retirements, promotions, birthdays, reunions, anniversaries, rehearsals, weddings, Irish wakes. With a banquet room that holds 250 people and catering vans that come to you, there is no party too small or large. Eddie McVeigh here asking you to consider Maggie's. Maggie O'Brien's at the corner of Market and 20th Street downtown. Union Station is next to us.
McBride & Son Homes, Missouri's largest home builder, has a great deal for you this holiday season. Buy a new McBride home in December and get $2,000 to $10,000 in holiday cash for use at closing. McBride also has nearly 100 inventory homes ready for a quick move-in, marked down with tremendous year-end savings. And with nearly 40 communities across Metro St. Louis, there are homes for every price point and in every part of town, so there's no reason to wait. Get $2,000 to $10,000 in holiday cash for use at closing this December only. Visit McBrideHomes.com for details.
Doug Vaughn here to talk about one of my all-time favorite sponsors, Hot Shot Sports Bar and Grill. Lady Journalism has been good to me this year, so I'm treating her to the ultimate holiday offering, a gift card to Hot Shots. Hot Shots gift cards are perfect for loved ones, coworkers, colleagues, and more. Also, if you're hosting an office holiday party, you should consider Hot Shots. Book your event in person at one of their 11 area locations or find out more online at hotshotsnet.com.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly. Buying a home is the American dream, and no one deserves to achieve that dream more than the men and women who have served our country. Our American veterans and military personnel have earned that right by protecting it for the rest of us. That's why we've created Hero.Loan. Our new VA loan program makes it simpler and more affordable for veterans and military families to get the loans that they deserve. Make sure you visit Hero.Loan, a new way to VA.
The Home Loan Expert LLC, Missouri Residential Mortgage Licensee.
You can always count on the crisp, refreshing taste of Bud Light. Just like you can always count on reliable Ralph. Oh. Ask him to move that couch he moved for you last summer. Ralph will do it. Need a ride from the dentist? Better call Ralph. And he won't even film you after the laughing gas and put you online and get millions of views. He's reliable Ralph, for Pete's sake. Reliable Ralph is famous among friends. He deserves a Bud Light.
Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer. AB St. Louis, Missouri.
We came out with this music like not long ago.
We did it sometime last week.
Yeah, well, more variety maybe. I got an interesting email yesterday, and we have been lax about this because we are the only show that's ever bothered to call attention to the filth in the Christmas music. Nope, nobody else has done it, and we've done it for 20 years at least. 25 years. So this lady, Jody, writes me yesterday. She says, Frank, yesterday while I was checking out at my local Walgreens, Brenda Lee's Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree came on.
Oh.
I started to hum along, and the clerk said, I really like this song, except for the bad curse word in it. And then she goes on to say, I looked at her because I wasn't sure if we were thinking the same thing or not. And I said, you mean effing pie? And she said, yes. I learned about it from Frank O'Pinion. And then she said, I really miss him. And in Joey's email, she says, I told her you were still on the air at 590 The Fan at the same time. And she was really excited. As I left the store, she yelled, thanks, you've made my day. Now, Jody, thank you for the email. But to the lady who worked in the store who said, I really miss him, how could you listen at all and not know where we are? For a month and a half at the old place, I said, here, go to this Facebook page, go to my website. There's no way to not know. But here's a woman who apparently had no idea. Thought we were gone. Thought we were off the air. We're here. We're here. Now, if there's anybody listening who doesn't know what she was talking about, Limey, can you play the song from the beginning? I'll just kind of talk over and explain what we're doing. And then isolate the one part later. Yeah, this song is a song that everybody has heard, and for 25 years at least, you turn up a little bit, over 25 years at least, we have pointed out that in this song is the F word. Plain as day. Phil, thank you, Dan. Phil, I'm going to have Limey turn it up, and when we get to the part, we should go ahead, crank it up, Limey.
Here it comes.
Later we'll have... Right there. Right
wow.
there. Stop it. Stop.
Unbelievable.
Later, we'll have some effing pie.
Yeah.
Now, just play that part again.
Sure. Later, we'll have some pumpkin pie. Oh.
And every year, we express the same outrage. Yet every year, go to a mall. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Get put on hold at some business. You'll hear that filthy song.
Go into Walgreens.
Well, how many family-friendly movies has that song been played in?
Oh,
as well?
I know.
Oh, my goodness, that song, must have been in a couple of dozen movies.
Was it in Home Alone?
It was, Dan.
It was. Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
This is, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. There's a name for it medically. I studied to be a doctor. It's called SFO, subliminal filth orientation. That's the medical name for it.
Oh.
And it's like sort of in a subliminal way that they, at a young, early age, these kids start learning the F word.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes a kid will blurt out like at dinner, hey, can I have another piece of that effing pie? Only they, you know, they say the word.
Yeah.
And then the parents will go, I'm going to wash your mouth up. Where'd you hear that? I heard it on a Christmas song.
Yeah. Brenda Lee.
Brenda Lee. Yeah. Now, the other one is the Eartha Kitt song.
Oh.
I think we've only done this once this season.
Yes,
it's
we
overdue.
Have.
We have to do it again. Limey, do you know, can you access the Eartha Kitt song? Santa Baby, Eartha Kitt. Eartha Kitt, the name is appropriate because she has almost this kitten-like, hey, yeah, baby. This sort of little kitten voice. Which
a sultry voice.
Yeah. Well, not even sultry. It's like sultry pussycat voice, which is what throws you because from that little voice, that little seductive voice, just seductive, not filthy, you don't expect to hear lyrics about a sexual act where somebody is pleasuring himself.
Yeah.
Would you play this for
the Louis C.K.?
Yeah. Louis Santa K.
Santa baby, just slip a sable under the tree for me.
So far, like it.
Been an awful good girl, Santa baby. So hurry down the chimney tonight.
Kind of a sultry song.
Well, both songs, they go long enough, you think, wow, this is great. And then they hit it, you know, they sneak it in.
Santa baby, a 54 convertible to light blue.
Get ready. Buckle up.
Oh, man.
I wait up for you, dear Santa baby.
Dear.
So hurry down the chimney tonight.
Tonight. Get ready.
Oh, boy.
This is filthy.
Think of all the fun I've missed. Think of all the fellas that I haven't kissed. Next year I could be just as good.
Here it comes.
Right here.
If you check off my Christmas.
Wow. Stop it right there. Stop it.
Wow. And
once I hear that, I don't even want to hear the rest of the song. Who knows what else is in there?
That's played in malls. Right up the street, West County Center.
You know who I kind of feel bad for? Tim. Because Tim walked into this scenario not ever expecting to have two of his Christmas songs ruined.
No.
That he's probably heard his whole life. Tim?
Well, I thought this was a family show when you hired me.
It is.
Well,
and that's
and
why
now
we do
I have my
that.
Attorney
that's why we do
and that. Now I have my attorney reviewing my contract because clearly this is way beyond, above and beyond the call of duty of my level
of
acceptance.
We're pointing things out. We're warning people.
Tim, sometimes you have to get out of your comfort zone.
Right.
To save others.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know Limey's going to be visiting Pornhub to download music for the show. You know, I had no idea.
Now you do realize that the fact that you just said Pornhub sort of lets people know you know the porn sites.
Yeah.
I know there may be somebody listening who goes, what's Pornhub?
Yeah, I know one porn site, and that makes me an addict. Okay.
Think of the children. Well,
yeah. The other thing that Dan and I call to people's attention is these websites that are extremely misleading.
Oh,
like,
yes.
Like lemonparty.org.
Yes.
Oh.
I can't tell you how many times we've told people not to go, type in lemonparty.org.
We tell people, don't go there.
Do not go to lemonparty.org. As my parents used to say, till I'm blue in the face, I told them. And they still go. And then I get emails, well, Frank, I can't believe it. I went to lemonparty.org, and I can't believe what I saw.
Tim just did it. Oh, no.
We told you not to.
Well, of course, when you tell somebody not to, they're going to do it.
Oh, man.
Well, Tim, you're just so typical of the people that I hear from who say, well, I can't believe it. I'm so disgusted. We ask you not to go. Again, I will repeat, do not go to lemonparty.org. I know what it sounds like. It sounds like maybe it's a bunch of people making lemonade.
Yeah.
Maybe they're making lemon meringue pie. Maybe they're bathing in lemon juice. There's a great scene in a movie where Susan Sarandon bathes her cleavage and her top of her boobs in lemon juice with a lemon on a hot day. Oh, my goodness, it's so sultry and seductive. No. That's not what's there.
No. Well, I was only on
the site. Something else.
I was only on the site for 5 seconds, and I would have only been on the site for 1 second, but I thought Frank was featured on the site for the last four seconds. I thought it sort of looked like Frank.
No.
No.
Traumatized.
What happens there is traumatized is a good word, because you go there and you're frozen. You actually are frozen in horror, and you can't exit out because you're
It's one of those,
stunned.
It's one of those.
You're shocked.
I was worried that if I don't hurry up and get X out of this, the FBI is going to be at the window here.
So do not go there.
Like, no, Officer Limey was on my computer. I don't know.
But we told him not to go there. We warn people about that all the time.
Dan, that's all we can do. All we can do is all we can do.
And you know what, Frank? Dan sits behind me here in the studio, right? And Dan has to hold his cell phone like an eighth of an inch from his face to see what's on his phone, right? And I sit 10 feet from him, and the one time I log on to a site and thinking there's no way that Dan could possibly see what I'm on my computer because Dan can't see an inch in front of his face. Of course, the one time I log on to some, Dan's right on top of it.
I knew.
But he didn't have to see what's on your computer. He could tell by your face what you were looking at.
Oh,
you were looking at. And again, as I say this, I'm saying it to tell you what Tim was looking at, not for you folks to look at it.
No.
Lemonparty.org. Tim is ruined for the rest of the show. Oh. He's worthless. He's not going to be any good for hours.
I need a towel.
A shower. All right, I'm business that I'm way behind in the business I'm supposed to do. The business of maybe helping people feel better about their dental hygiene. If you think of going to the dentist, you think, my teeth look okay, they're clean. It's not just about cleaning teeth or just filling teeth. There are gums involved here. Gum disease is a nasty, horrible thing. And any physician will tell you that when you compromise, well, you actually are compromising a lot of aspects of your health if you allow your gums and teeth to deteriorate. For some reason, that's a great entry port, apparently, to the bloodstream for all kinds of nasty stuff to happen. You do not have to dread going to the dentist. You don't. I don't. I don't know anybody who goes to Ballast Dental Care who dreads going. And I know several people that go there. I've heard from many people. My goodness, they've been on here for like 16 years. Maybe more, maybe 17 years. And over those years, I've gotten email after email. People, oh, my God, I can't believe it. You're right. Ballast Dental Care, what a great place. I wish I found this place 10 years ago. Where were they when I... Well, they've been where they are all along. They've been on Ballast Road for the whole 44 years I've been there. They moved about a block down from where they were, but they've been right there in that neighborhood. So they were there. You just didn't know about them. And maybe you didn't know about them because you listened to some other radio station. And I feel bad right now, this very second, I feel bad for people not listening, people who've never heard of Ballast Dental Care. people who will put off an appointment to the dentist or not even make one because they're scared to death to go. No excuse if you're AM and the PM. Ballast Dental Care, the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads. You can find out more at ballastdentalcare.com.
Hot Shots has your chance to win tickets to the Bud Light Bragging Rights game. Make Hot Shots your home for every Mizzou game December 5th through the 16th. From 7 to 9 on game nights, both Hot Shots Manchester and Fenton will hold Papa Shot tournaments for contestants 21 and up. The top four scorers in each competition qualify for the finals on December 19th, and the winner gets a pair of tickets to the Bud Light Bragging Rights game, plus a gift card to Hot Shots. Visit HotShotsNet.com for details.
Looking for a new pair of gator boots? How about lizard boots? Come down to Chuck's Boots in Fenton or St. Peter's and see our wide variety of stingray, ostrich, lizards, gators, snakes, and eel boots. Remember, when you're looking for boots, whether work, western, fashion, biker, motorcycle, or hunting, you'll find all that and more at Chuck's Boots.
Chuck's Boots.
McBride & Son Homes, Missouri's largest home builder, has a great deal for you this holiday season. Buy a new McBride home in December and get $2,000 to $10,000 in holiday cash for use at closing. McBride also has nearly 100 inventory homes ready for a quick move-in, marked down with tremendous year-end savings. And with nearly 40 communities across Metro St. Louis, there are homes for every price point and in every part of town, so there's no reason to wait. Get $2,000 to $10,000 in holiday cash for use at closing this December only. Visit McBrideHomes.com for details.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly. At Hero.Loan, we appreciate all the sacrifices so many men and women have made to protect our great freedoms. And we want to make sure that every hero has the opportunity to own the home of their dreams. Did you know that with the VA loan program that you can buy a home with nothing down and nothing due at closing? We pay for your appraisal, there's no PMI, and we'll even come meet with you at your home, office, or base to get the loan process started. Apply online at Hero.Loan, the new way to VA. The Home Loan Expert, LLC.
All right, that's a horrible Christmas song. This is a case of somebody taking a good Christmas song and ruining it. Yeah, thank you.
Isn't it Michael?
Michael Jackson, yeah. Jackson 5, ruining a Christmas song. If I only had one album that I played at my house, album meaning a CD or whatever, or downloaded from iTunes, one artist, one, they still refer to them as albums.
Jimmy
Boyd?
Reindeer Carpenters. Rock?
Carpenters. No. Hey, you have to sing Reindeer Rock.
I know. Too. I will. And Tim and Limey have never got to do the background vocals, so I'll have to we'll have to teach them the background vocals.
But Reindeer Rock. We may have to do it twice. One's an on-air rehearsal, and the other one will be the real thing.
Yeah.
But the Carpenters' Christmas album, to me, is, first of all, I've said before, Karen Carpenter. If somebody just said, okay, pick one female voice, because this is the only voice you'll ever hear sing the rest of your life, it would be Karen Carpenter. I know about Barbra Streisand and Celine Dion and all this stuff, and Adele. But Karen Carpenter.
I'm with you on that one.
Man, there's something about her voice.
It's very clean and crisp.
It is pure. Yeah. It's pure and clear and you're right, clean. And anything she sings that's a Christmas song is okay with me. I have a friend who got a pair of boots and liked them so much, he sends me an email. He says, I'm going to get three more pairs of boots for Christmas presents from my dad and my two brothers. And so I gave him the name of manager at Chuck's Boots. See, now we work here, so we're on the inside. Oh, yeah. We can kind of get certain people maybe a special treatment. I think you're AM and the PM, you get special treatment. Go into Chuck's Boots and say, by the way, I'm AM and the PM. And if they don't know what that means, shame on them. We'll try to make sure they do. Chuck's Boots has two locations. They're in Fenton and St. Peter's, and it is the largest boot store, and I say boot store with the two locations compromising one name, Chuck's Boots. That name sells more boots than anybody in the United States. Texas is a pretty big state. Texas has a lot of boot stores, a lot of Western wear stores. No boot store sells more boots in the world than Chuck's boots. Yes, primarily Western boots, but lots of work boots, lots of motorcycle boots, lots of all kinds of boots. Two locations, both gigantic stores. Fenton's a little bigger than St. Peter's, but they're, I think one's 25,000 square feet and the other one's 23. I think St. Peter's is 23,000. That's a Walmart. That's a huge store. That's 60,000 pairs of boots. Go to Chuck's Boots. Be ready for your jaw to drop, because it will. Tell them your AM and the PM. And for a great price, you can walk out with a terrific pair of boots. Chuck's Boots, never leave my feet. It's 4 o'clock.